It's time to get underway with a special edition of Radio Friendships from our location in Galveston, Texas, where we're helping to meet the needs of people with the love of Jesus Christ. Radio Friendships is brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited, which is located in Lake Charles, Louisiana. As the Lord said in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed standing in for Don and Sandra Tipton from Galveston, Texas. And yes, we are in Galveston, and we will be here for a little while. By the looks of things, well, the city's starting to straighten up. The streets are looking better. The beaches are looking better from what's left of them. The touristy areas are looking pretty good. They're cleaning up pretty fast. But there's a whole nother story here. Behind those walls of the residents of Galveston, there is still a mess. There is broken homes, families that are at a loss. Yeah, maybe some had insurance, but for the most part, there's a lot of scam artists. They have insurance agents that are doing their best not to pay out. It is a struggle, and there are some people that desperately need our help. Your help. Well, we have somebody here today that is going to help shed some light on what's happening behind those walls, because he has been busy along with other members of the Sanctuary, HB, which stands for Huntington Beach, out in California, that they were one of the first ones to sign up for the church team's registration to come out and help. Now, this gave them an opportunity to come stay at Friendships on the ship. And I don't know, maybe it's kind of hard to tell. Are they helping Friendships? Are they helping themselves? Are they helping the citizens? I think it all meshes together here. Mm-hmm. That is the blessing of working together in the body of Christ, because we can accomplish so much more together than we do separate. The devil knows that. He tries to keep us separated by denomination, by ethnic backgrounds, by financial backgrounds, whatever it may be. That's got to come down. Those days are over. And the Sanctuary, HB, is blasting Southern California with that message of acceptance and action. Two words that go very well together. And so here today from the Sanctuary HB is Craig Atchison. Did I say that right, Craig?
That's right, you okay. did. Yep. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, it actually is all right, but there's been so many people around here that I'm kind of getting tongue-tied a little
You're
bit.
You're in a full frenzy, you bet, yeah.
And you know what? The other thing is, it's hard to tie you guys down. You've been on the move.
Yeah, we've been pretty blessed with getting some, what I consider to be some divine appointments out here. Yeah. I'll just stand upon that word. It's been blessed.
Yeah, well, even when you do have time to sit down, you guys don't let the grass grow up between your shoelaces. You're witnessing, or should I say listening, and becoming friends with people that are sitting around the dining area. And I want to apologize. I've been calling it the feeding site. This is definitely turned into a dining area. It's so much prettier. There's candles on the table. It's a nice, relaxing area.
Oh, amen, yeah.
Well, you guys jump right in there with prayer. Prayer warriors. What is it about prayer in you guys?
It's funny you should say that because, in fact, all of us that are here, there's only four of us that came out on this trip from the Sanctuary HB, but all four of us are part of our prayer warrior team at the Sanctuary HB, which is, you know, and I'm sure that means a lot of different things in a lot of churches. For us, it's a group of people at our church that are basically, we get together every Sunday morning prior to our first service, and we do pray, and we pray about our church, about the surrounding communities, about people that haven't been saved yet, the people that are going to be coming in there. You know, we just want, you know, the scales to be dropped off their eyes and to receive the Lord as we know him, which is not a religion, it's a personal relationship with him. And I think that's where the fire comes from us. I mean, it is, we truly have a relationship with the Lord, and that's what we try and convey to the public. And we love people. You know, we do. Yeah. All of us are here. We love people, and we love the people that we've been blessed with in front of us, whether it be the people that we're working with, you know, including yourself and the people in the, I'll call it the dining area too, because they have totally set this thing up as a kind of a, you know, please come in. This is a gift from Jesus.
Yeah.
They've got beautiful tables out there. They've got table arrangements.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's anointed. The place is just, it's beautiful. And yeah, we've been able to get into some of these homes and then witness to those people, and they've come and have eaten here and shared meals with us. And it has been awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I can't say enough about it.
Well, before we get too far away from this, I want to get back to the prayer because obviously you guys are real men. You're not a bunch of Christian nerds that needed to find a crutch to live on.
Amen.
You guys are real men making a real difference in a real world. But the prayer thing, now a lot of us hear that and feel motivated to pray, but for some reason it escapes us. You guys are very honest in your church. That's very important to your church.
Amen. Thank you.
So how do you get past that just passive prayer? How do you get serious about praying when you don't feel like it?
Well, first of all, I don't think that I don't ever feel like it. I'll be honest with you. I really feel that the fire burns in me and the Lord will point you in the direction, you know. And the reason you see us pray over so many people and lay hands on so many people is we wholeheartedly not only grasp and believe that concept, but we put it to work, you know. We see anyone that appears to be in need, or even if not, if it's just something that's gone wrong, you know what? Let's lay hands on it. Collectively, if two or more agree on it, boom, you know, the Lord says we can change that. We are anointed with that. He's given us that blessing. So we, you know, we put it to work. And
really, I mean, what are we scared of anyways? It's his name that's at stake anyways.
That's right. You know, it was his blood he shed, and he did that for us and put that blessing upon us to go out and deliver that message to all. And that's what we're doing.
Amen.
You know,
doing a great job of it.
Thank you.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about some of your adventures out into the neighborhoods.
Okay.
You've had a few of them. Let's start with one of your very first ones. Do you remember that?
I'll just tell you, this is the first time I've ever done this. I've done different kind of ministries, from prison ministries to just street evangelizing. This is the first time I've ever done disaster relief. And I'll just say it was from the minute we rolled into town, which was at night because we drove all the way out here, you could just feel it come upon us. I mean, that this is going to be life-changing. And so from the first home we went to, it was truly a disaster. And
well, what would people see when you first walk in?
Because oh my goodness, it's so hard to explain. But I mean, I don't know how you can explain where a river has been or a lake has been and has subsided, and yet everything in your town was still there because everything has been covered in 4, 5, 6 feet of water, and then the water went away, but it left all the sludge and mud and disgusting sewage and rotten food and it's people's lives. You know, that's their lives, and you're walking into those lives. But the beauty of it has been, from the very first one, because that's what you asked me, from the very first one, you've seen in their eyes, like, they're here to help me. And I mean, you could feel it, like, I think these guys are the ones that are going to help me. And not anyone that we've went to, and I'm getting a little choked up about it, not anyone that we've went to, have we not left that have been so filled with love and just, you know, on both sides, from us and to them. And it's just been so overwhelming. I mean, I don't know if this is my calling or not. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say it is at this point. You know, the Lord will point me somewhere. But I will tell you that I am so glad that I did this because it will, you know, it will have changed my life. It already has.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because we do this program a lot. And, you know, after you hear it enough times, you think, what are you guys trying to sell me on this disaster relief? What? Do you guys really need help that bad?
Oh, my gosh.
No, we're not trying to sell you anything. We're not trying to call you into a church or a religion.
Right.
We're trying to give you an invitation into an experience with God that will change your life forever.
Yeah.
Take this back to your church. Electrify the body and make a difference, man. That's what we're talking about.
Amen. Yeah, and you know what? We had no idea. We kept calling it the mystery trip because we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't, you know, and that was cool. You know, we were all like collectively and corporately like, yeah, we don't know what we're doing, but it's going to be great, you know, and the Lord's pointing us in that direction. And that might sound hokey to some, but really that's truly the way we felt. And we came here, way too many clothes, way too much of every different thing, and not enough of others, the things we really needed, like tools and things like that. Not that they haven't been supplied, because they have, but it's just so weird, the things you bring and the things you didn't, and it was just the opposite of what you needed. But
it sounds like faith to me.
Total faith. Yeah, just awesome. And I will tell you, it definitely, these disaster reliefs to the real deal has nothing to do with religion, has nothing to do with, well, let's just say it has nothing to do with religion, has nothing to do with church. It has to do with a relationship with Jesus Christ and us sharing that and witnessing that to people and letting them physically see the love of God in our hearts that we pour out to them unconditionally, because we do give it all up to Lord.
Yeah.
We give it all up to Jesus, and the glory is all to Him. When we walk away, we don't say, oh yeah, we're glad we were there. You know, we walk away saying, Jesus, thank you for coming into our hearts and sharing that love with this individual. You know, in all earnesty and all honesty, and they receive that. Mm-hmm. But it's pure, you know. There's no joke about that. That is us, you know. That's all of us. That's not just us four men. That's all. I have never met so many convicted people that work together in literally a nonprofit organization that's just for the love of Christ. I mean, it is, it's that alone we've been blessed with. And I mean, we, you know, we collectively speak about this all day long, and it's just, it's just awesome.
It baffles the world that a group of people would come out, different people from all over, sometimes all over the world, together with a common love for Christ, that volunteer, no pay whatsoever.
All right.
Come out and battle the flies. The flies are bad right now because of all the garbage and stuff. And find joy in that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you really start to understand those scriptures that say when we saw somebody that was cold, we cloaked them. When they were hungry, we fed them because we did it unto him. Mm. You start to understand that in a whole new light.
Holy. Just giving a cool drink of water to someone, as is written, is just a blessing.
Well, listen, we're going to have to take a short break here, but when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the sanctuary. Do you mind talking about
that? Yeah, no problem.
Okay, we'll be right back with Craig Aucheson right after this.
Join us now for a word from Don Tipton of Friendships Unlimited.
Think about what your purpose is on this planet, and I submit to you that it's for your choices. You can say yes or no. I believe or I don't. I'll choose life, I'll choose death. You can choose to curse, you can choose to bless. You can choose to walk out in faith and stand and believe God, or you can choose not to. And if you look at the circumstances, you'll fall. If you can see everything you're doing and everything in advance, you've eliminated the need for God. How much faith is in that? But to believe God and to act on it, step out on faith and you watch God get big. It's just like giving, and that doesn't mean just money. It means giving of good acts and works. Do it in joy and peace and happiness, and give it because you love God.
For more information about Friendships Unlimited, go to friendships.org. All right, we're back with Craig Aucheson, and we were talking about his first adventure in disaster relief. And he was talking about some of the things that they've been doing since they've been here and the power of prayer. But before the break, we said that we wanted to talk a little bit about the sanctuary. There's a lot of exciting things going on in Southern California, and there seems to be a spotlight on the sanctuary. They've only been around for 5-6 years now, but they are electrifying the community. What is going on in Huntington Beach?
Well, that's right. In fact, our 6-year anniversary is going to be this November, and it is not an old church. It's not a church that was there reestablished and has lost members, and these are all new members, and we're not out there like recruiting members from other churches. It is a Spirit-filled church that is totally, absolutely 100% on fire for the Lord. We openly profess that. We speak that into people as they come in. We let them know that right off the bat. Look, this is who we are. This is what it's about. Please have a seat. Let us love on you, because everyone is welcome at any time to that. And we fully believe in outreaching to the community, whether it be, you know what, we're just going to go 2 blocks down and on a Sunday, and we're going to give free car washes for 3 hours and witness to people and just not say, hey, come to our church. We're going to say, hey, come to Christ.
Yeah.
Do you know Jesus? And if not, let's talk about it. Yeah. And people receive that, you know, it's just another way to get in front of some people. I guess the main thing is we're just bold witnesses. And I don't know why Jesus has put so many bold witnesses in that church, but they have, and it's building fast.
Well, that type of attitude usually brings a very wide mix of different types of people. And I'm guessing that you don't have a typical membership.
No, I mean, it's, our church is not, you know, 3 hymns and a message. It's, and it's not, you know, the middle-aged yuppies. It's everything from full sleeve up to the neck tattoos to, 75-year-old you know, beautiful women of God and everyone in between. Yeah. And it is truly a family. And yeah, very diverse crowd. We are, what Pastor Jay always says, it is the perfect place for imperfect people. Yeah, and we look for those souls, you know. Basically just people that want to know the Lord, you know.
Well, let's talk about, we talked about with Rick some of the, you know, the surf ministry, the skate ministry, the uprising. There's many different areas of unusual, well, not unusual, but not typical types of ministry. But we forgot to mention Call to Glory, who did that version of Amazing Grace on the way in and out of break there. So what can you tell us about Call to Glory?
Call to Glory. That is a band that is affiliated with our church. One of the deacons is the lead singer and rhythm guitar. The drummer of our worship ministry is the drummer of that band. And the bass player is also a member of our church. And they are at one time, were a very worldly band, very well known in the Orange County area and the local club scenes. All of them totally sold out for Christ now and have been for several years. Chris Jones is the lead singer and lead guitarist of this band called Call to Glory. And basically they're kind of a rockabilly punk rock band. And every lyric in there is about something to do with Jesus Christ and their walk of faith. And they've been sold out to different ministries now. They've now got some videos going on. The Lord has definitely touched their hearts and is definitely going to pour some favor over them at this point. Besides the fact that they are very, very good.
So now, if people wanted to find out more about Call to Glory, they would go to Sanctuary HB, or do they have their own website?
You know, they do, and there's several different ways you can do it. You could go to sanctuaryhb.com, and our link on there would be The Uprising, which is our outreach and skate ministry, and there's a link on there for Call to Glory. They also have their own website, which is calltoglory.com, and that's calltoglory.com.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and if you're driving in your car and you don't have a pen ready, you can always call us at 337-433-5022, and we'll give you all that information. Or you can send us an email. You guys know the website. It's always on the end of every program, so just pay attention at the end. Write it down. Anyways, before we run out of time, we really want to know more about you. How did you come to know the Lord?
Well, I will say I ran from the Lord for many, many years. I grew up in Southern California, in Orange County, right really outside of Huntington Beach and Garden Grove, and moved to Huntington Beach just out of high school. I grew up a surfer and a skater. Although our church is filled with professional skateboarders and things like that, that wasn't me. I did it all and still do it to this day. And I'm in my early 40s now.
Can you keep up with them?
I think so, but you know, that's in my own mind. So I try anyways.
Yeah.
I'll never give it up. So I ran from the Lord for quite a while, and I used the excuse, you know, even to my wife that, you know, honey, because she'd be pressing me, hey, you know, let's go to church together. And I'd be like, oh, honey, you know, when I paddle out on Sunday mornings, that's my church out there. And that was just a lie. That was just Satan lying to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I haven't had a disastrous life. I don't have a disastrous testimony. I will just say that I strived very hard to be a successful person. So I think my downfall was probably, instead of being rich in Christ, I wanted to be rich in money and the worldly things that society lies to us about.
Yeah.
And I accomplished that at a very young age. And we were, you know, even together, me and my wife were very successful. And we had some turmoil through one of our older sons, and that kind of brought out some outwardly prayer between us, neither one of us walking, keep in mind. And as we did that, I know God put it on our heart, and he convicted us like, yeah, you guys should be walking with me, and I will answer your prayers. But just understand, I'm going to answer your prayers because you're calling upon me, you know? And it took us a little while. You know, we had like, I'll just say this, then we kind of started going to church a little bit, you know? And we were going to the typical, you know, three hymns and a message type church, kind of a big church. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm fine with that. Good worship, things like that. But I think that's the reason we were kind of one foot on, one foot out. We hadn't, I shouldn't say this totally, because it wasn't that we weren't accepted in because they were friendly to us. We didn't accept them in to our heart.
Okay.
And just by the grace of God, we were having some neighborhood garage sale, and one of our neighbors came by and, you know, got to talking with my wife, and she said, yeah, you know, there's a great church right over here that I go to, Sanctuary HB. And we said, yeah, we'd like to check that out. And we did. Then, of course, it was like we walked in, and it was definitely a different setting, different vibe, you know, and liked it, loved the message that the pastor sent off, definitely diverse crowd. Went back to our other church one time, so we'll try it again.
Yeah.
You know, not we weren't trying them out per se. We're just like, you know, it seems like when you're not sold out for the Lord, you try and make time for him. And that's just absolutely ridiculous. But yeah. It is what it is, yeah. You know. So we got back in there again, and all of a sudden it was like a light switch. And we were both delivered at the same time.
Amen.
And that doesn't always happen. I now know that, you know, that's quite clear that doesn't happen all at the same time for both people. We were both delivered at the same time. Both of us absolutely on fire for the Lord, to the point where, you know, within 10 months, we were like street evangelizing, just going prison, man. I mean, anything we could do. I mean, just diving into the Word constantly, just loving the family that was finally, that we apparently both were searching for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And since we are talking about the Sanctuary HBME, that I'm just going to kind of blow up my church. I mean, I just love them. It's just such a sold out group of people that have literally, I wouldn't say they've changed my life, but they invited me in with such a loving, caring, honest conviction of, hey, we just want you to know what we know.
Yeah.
And that has turned my life literally upside down to where I definitely walk by faith every day. And all those worldly things, I just could really care less about, you know? And we've just, it's flipped our life upside down in a major way, you know?
You know, there's something about churches that aren't afraid of speaking truth. Now, they may offend somebody that come in there the first time.
True.
Well, it may offend some people that have been there in a long time. But truth is necessary. And a call to repentance is lacking in a lot of churches today. Do you find that there's a lot of opposition to the way you guys do things?
I don't think so. I really don't think so at all. I do stand in agreement with what you're saying, though, about that does happen a lot. Okay. And maybe it's because we're so new, but we get a lot of outside support, you know. We really do. We get a lot of outside support. You know, we're a pretty small church, and, you know, we've been, you know, this is, again, just kind of a blurb accolade, but, you know, we've been Church of the Week on the 700 Club before, and I think that's a cool thing. Yeah. You know, I think that's very cool. Yeah. A very small church.
Yeah.
That, you know, by the way, and Rick probably mentioned this to you, our pastor didn't come from a pastor background. He was instantly delivered and went into street evangelizing for years. Yeah. And the Lord put it on his heart to come out to California of all places and start a church.
What I love about the Sanctuary is maybe it's partly because they're new, maybe because of exactly what you just said. They haven't been trained in all the typical structured mistakes that we've done in the past. Well, you know what? The typical church thing, it worked for a time, but there were some mistakes that we never improved on. Well, this generation coming up has known that something needs to change. Mm. It needs to extend outside the walls. Many of the communities, you drive by the church, you see a lot of cars parked there on Sunday, but that's all you know about that church. The young people today, they know that's got to change. We've got to be salt, and we've got to be light.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, man. Thanks for blessing me with it.
You know, I told Rick, and I'd like to catch up with you a little later. I'd love to call you guys once you get back there for a little while and get a report from Los Angeles and Southern California and find out how our brothers and sisters are doing there. Would you mind doing that?
Yeah, it'd be our pleasure.
All right.
Amen.
Well, today we're going to finish a little differently and leave you with another song by Call to Glory called Trinity. We want to thank you all for joining us today. Have a great day, and God bless.
Silent whispers or screaming convictions, divine appointments, look for a need when it comes. The laying on of hands in faith, the healing of the sick in Jesus' name, your opportunity is here. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.